several votes on approving phase one of the peace plan for Gaza. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
After 2 years of devastating war, this morning President Trump celebrating a historic step toward peace, telling Fox,
"This is more than Gaza. This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing."
Trump announcing on social media what he describes as the first phase of the peace plan, saying Hamas will release all of the hostages very soon. In return, Israel will withdraw its troops to an agreed-upon line.
There were celebrations in both Israel and Gaza today. Two Pennsylvania state troopers are in critical condition after they were shot in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was killed. It happened at a sporting goods store. National Guard troops now patrolling in Chicago area, some stationed outside the Broadview Processing Center. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Microsoft won't build a proposed AI data center in Racine County after pushback from the community. The company announced Wednesday it would drop plans for a data center in Caledonia. Microsoft is already planning a second data farm at its site near Mount Pleasant. A long-awaited hearing on an ethics complaint against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney is set to begin Friday morning, with 10 witnesses scheduled to appear. The complaint centers on Dinney's handling of a locked, unsecure municipal drop box ahead of the 2024 presidential election. And a convicted murderer is convicted for an attack on a corrections staffer. Taylor Shabusiness pleaded guilty in Fond du Lac County Court Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct for a July 2024 attack on a Tay Cheetah staff member. Shabusiness is scheduled for sentencing in December. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:02 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here is Def Leppard on Max FM.
Yeah. know radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
One day, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Maximum hit to the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:10 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny, a high of 66. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers, increasing clouds with a low of 46. On Friday, a slight chance of showers to start the day, gradually becoming sunny with a high of 72. Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 44. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 66. On Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 67. Currently, it is 35 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We want to remind everyone that you have 49 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get two tickets to Cobb Theater's presentation of Macabre 13. Those two tickets are just $7, no code required. Two tickets get you in to see the show either October 17th or 18th at 7 p.m. at Circus World Museum. The Creative Alliance of Baraboo presents its 13th annual Halloween collection of plays, Macabre 13, Reunited, and It Feels So Ghoul. These tickets are just $7 till 9 a.m. today. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, Halloween is just around the corner, unless you're in some of these other stores, because they're confused if it's Thanksgiving, Halloween, or even Christmas.
Just saying, we know how we feel about that here on the morning show. We know that we feel like celebrating holidays is, you know, you need to have your timing appropriate. So not sure what's going on out there, but a new poll looked at the top fall of Halloween activities we'll take part in this year. And number one makes sense. Because you don't even have to leave the couch.
And you know.
All right. What do you got?
It makes sense. I mean, because a lot of people don't want to leave their couch. And it is one of Emily's favorite things, watching a scary movie. 48% said they'll definitely watch at least one, Emily.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch a scary movie. I've already started watching scary movies as I'm like halfway through September. Like the first minute it got a little bit cool outside. I was like, oh, it's time to watch scary movies. It's fall. Great. And then it got hot again. And then I forgot about that and then went outside and then now it's cold again. So scary movie time it is. Now I love to watch a scary movie. And what's so awesome about it is that you get to have a kind of celebration around that. If you have people in your life that do like that kind of thing, cuddle up on the couch, get some chocolate and some popcorn and just, you know, scare each other a little bit. And there's so many scary movies out there that aren't that scary. Like you just go through the Scream series. They're not that scary. You can watch, you know, so anywho, big fan of that. 48% said they will definitely watch at least one. Number two, consuming pumpkin flavored foods or drinks. 46% of people said, yes, they will do that. And if you are a person that likes coffee drinks, I believe the pumpkin spice latte style drinks have been out since like September 1. So I think people have been doing it.
Yuck. I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice oatmeal, and all the other stuff that's out there. I'm good. Pumpkin pie, yes, but all the other, no.
Oh my God, you and my daughter would have to get like a fist fight about that, or at least a good old fashioned debate, because she's so about that stuff. So I like them too, but they're very sweet. So I just like a couple of sips just for the feeling of it. But like, I can't drink all that sweet stuff. That's just too much for me. What I do like about number three, though, and this is happening definitely around Baraboo, I saw it a bunch yesterday displaying Halloween decorations. 43% of people said they'll do that. Now that kind of surprises me. Only 43%?
Yeah.
Come on, folks. Well, throw out a tissue paper ghost, you know? It really is.
People are busy, though, like, you know, and when it's 80 degrees out, you're not thinking about Halloween, so.
This is true. This
I get
true.
It.
I think this is the week to kind of start putting them out there, and then people also, you know, once the leaves start to change, too, then the Halloween decorations make sense because they all kind of match, you know? You got your
right.
Oranges and your yellows and your things like that, so we definitely like our Halloween decorations. We've got some old school ones that have been in better shape, but they're still great. We also have one that has been hung since last year, got stuck in a tree, and that guy's still up there.
That's funny.
We're gonna have to loosen him up so he can actually fly again.
Again, we're talking about the top 10 Halloween activities. Number four on our list is hand out candy on Halloween. 39% definitely. Well, another 11% said maybe, yes. That is a tradition that is so fun. Number five on our top 10 Halloween things we're doing is carving a pumpkin. 30% say yes. And that would tie in with number six of visiting a pumpkin patch. 27%. Emily, I mean, these all seem like things. Yeah, you know, they're pretty fun to do. What is number seven on our top 10 list of things to do for Halloween?
Attend a Halloween party. Of course, for all ages, you know, 26% of people do that. I think back in the day, Halloween parties were going to be more for kids. But nowadays, I mean, there's Halloween parties hosted all over the place. In fact, I just heard an ad that O-Chunk is having a Halloween party. like for grownups, for real, like at the casino. So, you know, I think people are doing it. I think Halloween parties are super fun. Halloween costumes are a way to express creativity. So I think it's great that grownups do it too. We always do it. It's super fun. That brings us to number 8. What do you think it is? Wear costumes. Only 25%, sadly, definitely plan to dress up, but another 13% might. So that's, you know, that's getting up towards what a 45-48% might. So that looks good. I will give a thumbs up to that. Number 9, Dave, what do we got going on for the last list? By the way, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the top 10 Halloween activities that people will take part in this month. It's broken down by percentage. We've gone from watching a scary movie to visiting a pumpkin patch. We're down here towards the end. Number nine, Dave, what do you got?
Number 9 of the top things we're doing for Halloween is take a child trick-or-treating. 23% say yes or doing that. And the other people maybe don't have children or they're doing something else. So I get that. I mean, that's tradition. And number 10 is play a trick on someone. 17% say that might include jump scare Halloween props or just an old school toilet papering of your friend's house. And so I think they have that covered.
Radio already took care of that. That was before Halloween antics were happening. So
that was homecoming.
He can check that off his list. He who must not be named on the morning show.
Right.
Totally called him out. Already, well, so I'm sure he's listening and cringing again.
Well, no, he's going to be donating some toilet paper to Hope House with his buddies on October 23rd for their Purple Thursday donation drive because they had so much fun going and buying toilet paper. You know, this is a good way for them to help out the community. So, yes, our intern is going to be making a toilet paper donation after his shenanigans during homecoming. And again, that is October 23rd at Hope House, and we'll have more details in the upcoming week for that. And again, we were talking about the top things that people do for Halloween. Now, Hayrides just missed the top 10 at 15%, and 13% said they definitely will hit up a haunted house this year. I was surprised that was not in the top 10, and that one kind of surprised me. I expected haunted house to be on that list, and it's not. Yeah. And that seemed a little weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, there because of where we're located, right? Like with the amount of farmland that we are located in our area, it is an amazing thing to do that. Folks, you know, that do run active farms during this time of year, they can do hay rides and they can do haunted houses, and they transform their land into these incredible haunted houses. And then oftentimes they'll have like some places they hit up the pumpkin patch. You can do like some places have like an apple cannon where they've got like a little trebuchet thing set up that you can chuck some apples
or pumpkins
and get pumpkins. And then also visit a haunted house for the grown-up folks. And sometimes they've got like smaller children type little scare fests that aren't as scary, and you get candy and stuff like that. So I always thought it was a really wonderful opportunity for farms to just like, you know, really go for it and be creative, and then also have an opportunity to have a bunch more revenue for the year to be able to have this awesome thing set up. It's not like it's easy. It takes a lot of work, but anyways, the point is we've got a lot of haunted house around here. So maybe this poll is not representative of the Midwest, because I feel like there's haunted houses everywhere and everyone I know does that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely pretty cool. And I always look forward to Halloween, and watching the kids trick-or-treating is pretty cool as well. Emily, you're going to be back at 8:40. We're going to celebrate some calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
There's some good ones on this list. I can't wait to talk about those. We'll do that at 8:40. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. And music by Queen on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Coming up on Saturday, it's the 5th annual Parktoberfest in Prairie du Sac. This will be at the Culver Community Park. So many events for all ages. Food trucks and vendors will be from 4 until 9 p.m. Same times for the Beer Garden. There's going to be Power Hour Bingo from 4 until 5. A bags tournament, kids games, live music, meat raffle, and so much more. Find out all the details by checking out Parktoberfest on Facebook or visiting spparksandrec.org. Again, this is on Saturday the 11th from 4 until 9 p.m. at Culver Community Park. It's the 5th annual Parktoberfest. The Portage Fire and Rescue, as well as the Portage Police Department, invites you to their 36th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This is going to also be on Saturday, October 11th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., located at 119 West Pleasant Street. Appearances by Sparky and Sergeant Blue. There's also going to be an EMS demo and rope rescue demonstration, equipment displays, and door prizes, plus brats, hot dogs, and refreshments. Again, this all happens on Saturday the 11th. It's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's the Portage Fire and Police Department's 36th Annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. And on Sunday the 12th, from 1:30 until 5 p.m., it's a chance to check out the Sauk Prairie High School Marching Band Invite. Gates open at 1:30. Tickets available at the gate. It's $12 for adults. Seniors and students get in for $8, and kids under 5 are free. It'll start with a national anthem performance. Then area high schools will have performances throughout the afternoon, and the award ceremony will be happening at 4:15. Again, this will happen on Sunday the 12th from 1:30 until 5 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie High School Eagles Stadium. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
I get the same old thing. Always no hooky-dokies, until I get away. your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, we have our flash sale over at maxfmbigdeals.com. You have just 30 minutes left to take advantage of this deal. Half off two tickets to Macabre 13 presented by the Cab Theater Group. These tickets till 9 a.m. today are just $7, no code required. These two tickets will get you into the Macabre 13 event at Circus World Museum Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m. This is live theater with a PG-13 rating due to some adult language and content. If you want to take advantage of this offer, you have just 30 minutes left to go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Something spooky's happening at the Habitat Restore. What's that thing crawling under the beds in the middle of the night? Oh, it's just our 25% off furniture sale. Our treadmills are possessed, which means all sports and exercise equipment are 25% off so we can exorcise these demons. These sales will end on Halloween. Only a ghoul would miss these deals. Shop, donate, volunteer in Baraboo or at our haunted Portage location now with later hours.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Looking at football games for tomorrow, Reedsburg will play Sparta, Sauk Prairie will play Stoughton, Wisconsin Dells will play Nakusa, Portage will play Lakeside Lutheran, and Baraboo will play their last home game against La Crosse Logan as they also celebrate their senior night. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM. The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 66. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers with a low of 46. On Friday, a slight chance of showers to start today, gradually clearing, a high of 72. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. On Saturday, going to be sunny and beautiful, a high of 66. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 67. Shower chances return Sunday night into Monday morning. Highs next week in the mid-60s, lows in the mid-40s. Currently, It is 39 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is Thursday, October 9th, and we're going to celebrate calendar days, Emily. And what do you see on our list today?
Well, Dave, I see something that I feel like you would know something about. But
what's
if not,
that?
I will go ahead and look further into this. What is National Digitool Day?
National Digitool Day is something that we celebrate on October 9th, and it's been celebrated since August of 2019, and it's celebrated to celebrate Digitool USA, which is the only manufacturer of flight instruments for hot air balloons.
Oh, I love that. That's a surprise. I mean, I did see the hot air balloons in the picture, but I don't know. I thought it was maybe like some kind of IT secret language.
No, like, not this time.
Standards on your digitools in line this morning, IT guy. Okay. All right. I was just making that up. Just thought maybe, you know, we'd call each other digitools or something.
Yeah. Well, there's, I'm going to leave that one alone. That could lead down a rabbit hole that could get me in trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was trying to start that. It's called stirring the pot. Anyways. Yeah. All right. It's National Moldy Cheese Day. We're not stirring any of that in a pot, or I guess you could.
You could.
Moldy cheese. So, I mean, the ones that come to mind for me here are blue cheese. But I know there's a lot of other ones. And it does seem kind of, like, gross to think about, like, moldy cheese. But the fact is like, that's just part of cheese. Like, cheese molds, right? I don't know exactly how to make cheese or how it works, but hard cheeses you don't have to refrigerate. There's different components of what's happening here. So mold and cheese isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially when you're talking about this kind of cheese. They're talking about October 9th is the equivalent of Christmas time for cheese lovers out there. There are over 1,000 types of cheese ranging in different styles, textures, and flavors depending on the origin of the milk, butterfat content, bacteria, and mold. Blue cheese, like I said, is the most popular and king of moldy cheese, with brie and Camembert, which I don't know that kind, are not far high on the list. So I don't know, Dave, you like blue cheese? You feel like you'd have strong feelings about blue cheese.
I'm not a huge fan of it. Not one of my faves, but I like a lot of other cheeses. How about you?
I do like blue cheese, but it needs to come in small portions. Like, you don't want to have everything blue cheese all over your situation. Just saying. So
no.
What is good? We've been talking about lately some toppings that on like Taco Tuesday, we had a big conversation that lasted for 2 days about taco toppings. I have had burger toppings are another thing I think people have strong feelings about. And I have had blue cheese on a burger, and I do think that's delicious, especially if the burger is kind of you use any like blackening spices or anything like that. It goes really, really, really good with blue cheese. So
it balances it pretty well, you know. So I get that. And you know, another place that cheese is so important is we celebrate International Beer and Pizza Day. We celebrate that on October 9th. There's no better day to throw a pizza and beer party. When you think of pizza, you most likely think Italy. But did you know that the first pizza was made by the Greeks and Egyptians, not the Italians? Pepperoni may be the most popular pizza topping in the world, but in ancient times, the Greeks and Egyptians coated their flatbread pizza in olive oil and spices. So, yes, we celebrate International Beer and Pizza Day. Wendy and I actually celebrated that a day early with one of our favorite pizza places yesterday afternoon. And, oh, it was so delicious.
Yeah, I've had a pizza recently, too, with just the olive oil style with the different kinds of seasonings and things on there. And it's like a whole different world. It's great. That's what's so great about pizza. It can become something absolutely different. You can call it flatbread. It's a different kind of crust, right? And you can, I mean, the thin cracker crust, that creates a whole different thing. And then depending on what kind of toppings and sauce you want to use, you could really, and I'm not suggesting this, but it's possible, you could really eat pizza in some form every night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you can even eat it for breakfast. I mean, you can have leftover pizza for breakfast. Or they make breakfast pizzas as well. So,
so many choices
for pizza. I mean, that is just one of those that, you know, it's a great food all around. And I don't know of too many people who dislike pizza.
I don't know anyone that dislikes pizza. And I have to say, breakfast pizza is fantastic. a little bit of scrambled eggs on a pizza, and then all the toppings that you would maybe want on your eggs, like a little bit of onion, a little bit of cheese, like all the stuff. So, so delicious. So I feel like my sentiment about pizza is, and I try to eat healthy and not overeat or anything, but because I'm not a big dessert eater, this is kind of my sentiment is like, if pizza's available, like you don't have to be hungry for that. It's pizza.
Right.
Like, so, and you know, people get full and they'll eat dessert. Well, I'll get full and I'll still eat pizza. So that's kind of my trick in that whole situation. That's my treat, I should say. Ah, trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Well, and here's the other thing.
You can put blue cheese on your pizza. You can put blue cheese on pizza. I've had that before. That's delicious.
Dessert pizza.
Oh, and then there's the dessert pizza. There's also fruit pizza.
Yes.
There's so many ways to, it's just endless. So it should have more of a thing than one day, but I feel like today it's about the beer pizza combo, which might be a little bit more of the traditional, you know, just your straight up red sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni, you know, mushroom, whatever it is you like. But then you get your nice spotted cow next to it. And no, I was not paid by New Glarus.
Yeah. All yeah, we did not receive any endorsements from New Glarus Brewing Company or any other breweries. But hey, we're always open to suggestion, of course.
I mean, we'll
there would be a good
and
one.
We'll talk about it on the radio. Like, I'll totally do a flight of New Glarus Brewery beer. I don't know if they have flights, but you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
A little flavor plate of all the things.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we would be sipping them on the morning show.
No.
But what we could do is have like a little party where we recorded a little bit and like play a little snippet from our little beer tasting thing. And
well,
then we could just talk about it in the morning show.
That'd be a great Friday morning show sponsor, one of the breweries. I mean, if anyone out there is interested in being the brewery sponsor for the Friday morning show, reach out. You can email Dave at max.fm. Let's talk. It'd be a great Friday morning show sponsor.
Sponsor for a Wisconsin morning
yes.
show is so legit.
It is.
It's too legit to quit. Let's do it.
Getting the old MC Hammer in there as well.
So easy. The door was wide open for that.
It was.
But I think that'd be really fun. So yeah, if you're listening out there and you know somebody who, you know, makes decisions for breweries or owns breweries, that would be super fun because you know what I mean? There's nothing, I mean, whatever. It's Wisconsin. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
So this is one state where you have, it's expected to have a Bloody Mary in the morning and it's expected to have a beer with it. So like, that's not a thing for the rest of the country. Just FYI.
No.
My good friend moved from Wisconsin to North Carolina. First time she went to brunch, she went and ordered her Bloody and just stared down the server. And they were like, what? And she's like, where's my chaser? And the guy was like, what's that? And she was like, what? And she's, girlfriend does not mince words. She let him know what a chaser was and how, why she should expect it and what was wrong with him that he didn't know, blah, 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 blah. So what he does is brings her a pint of beer of her choice. And she's like, wow, dang, this is a great chaser. Well, then she sees that she's charged fully for a pint of beer in her check. And she was like, what?
She's like,
she did not roll with that.
That's hilarious, you know.
Yeah, so we're lucky here.
We are
with our morning drinks.
Well,
not advocating that.
No, we're not advocating that at all. We're just, you know, it is a Wisconsin thing. And the other thing, you know, is that we have old fashions in the state of Wisconsin as well. And I know that's more regionalized as well. You get outside the state of Wisconsin, the Midwest area, not so commonplace. One time I was in North Carolina. And one of the people there is like, what is that? And then I made a bet with somebody that was bartending in North Carolina. And she goes, what are you going to have? I said, I bet you can't make it. She goes, I bet I can. And she's looking at me. And I said, I like a brandy old fashioned. I'm just waiting. I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, sweet or sour. And I'm like, what? She was from Minnesota. She knew exactly what it was. And so, and she knew exactly what I was probably going to order. So it was kind of funny. And so, she knew how to make it. It was a great old fashioned, you know, and so worked out very well. But yeah, a lot of regional things in here. And so that's why I appreciate calendar days. You know, it's one of those that we see things. We go, okay, yeah, this is something that's definitely how we're going to shape our day. You know, I had pizza yesterday. You know, the short version is I ended up in another part of the state yesterday due to some things that were happening with technology. And so there's a great pizza place nearby there. And I'm like, we're going to stop for some pizza. You know, it made that long day trip worth the visit. Well, and then we also stopped for custard.
Good. I'm glad you had all those things because I got a little message from Dave talking about getting home at like 8 p.m. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, we got home.
It was a really long day for Dave.
It was. It was a really long day for us, but we did get to eat some great pizza. We got the issue resolved that we were dealing with. But, you know, it was just great because we got to see some of the fall colors, see some other areas of the state yesterday. So, yeah, made for an interesting day. Definitely was not planned. You can go over to my personal Facebook page, had a little bit of fun with that. We'll see if people couldn't figure out where I was at. That would be kind of funny. So,
ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, go over to my
personal. Like, where's Waldo? Where's Dave?
Where's Dave?
Dave.
Yeah, go over to my personal Facebook page and check it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, check it out and see if you can figure out where Dave was at. If you can figure out where that picture was at, that's pretty funny. So I'd be curious. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning. It's already Friday, believe it or not. And Friday shenanigans will ensue at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
Awesome. I look forward to it. Have a happy Thursday, everybody. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. So get out and see those fall colors. Enjoy yourself. Lead with the best foot forward and choose kindness. Have a great day.
You as well. I'll hang out until 11. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in.
Now, get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill, near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Do you want to try the most delicious smoked meats in Wisconsin? Then make your way to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue in Rock Springs and sink your teeth into their tasty food. Ask Jeff about their unique smoking process, which brings the full flavor through in their Saturday prime rib, wings on Thursdays, ribs on Tuesdays, and fish fries on Fridays. Enjoy their homemade food inside or on the patio at Station 136. Open at 11 a.m. every day except Wednesday in Rock Springs.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a I would know. No. like a girl changes clothes. 'Cause you're hot.